It's Monday, 19th of October, and you're welcome to the renewed, revitalised and returned Black Knight podcast. My name's Conor Muinichon and I'm delighted to have you with us. 6 months or so we gave up doing this podcast because we got distracted by lockdown, and in fact we started a new podcast called the Lockin.ie. I'll tell you more about that later. But the Black Knight podcast is back because this is where we talk business, this is where we talk domains and hosting, this is where we talk about email, products and services and helping small businesses, although we do mention it from time to time on the other show as well. Where you can find us, blackknight.blog/podcast, and I'm delighted to welcome my first guest of the new show, whom we've spoken to before. That is Ray King. He's the CEO of Top Level Design, which is a domain registry company. Ray, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Con.
Ray, we've had you on before to talk about your other domains. You're not one of these companies that has like hundreds of domains, but the ones you have are very, very well chosen. Remind us again what they are.
Thanks. Yeah, we've got .design, .wiki, .inc, I-N-K, and now .gay.
And .gay is the reason I've asked you to join us today, because we've launched .gay with some fanfare this month around the world, general availability since the 16th of September, I think it was, wasn't it, that it was on general availability worldwide. I know that there were earlier sunrise and other phases earlier on, but now basically anyone can register a .gay, and Black Knight is delighted to be a .gay registrar. What does it mean for you, Ray, to have the .gay domain name or the .gay top level domain, I should say, or to be the registry owner for that? First of all, why did you guys bid for that particular top level domain?
Yeah, well, my late brother-in-law, Clyde, was, you know, on our founding team, and he had always felt that for, you know, all the wonderfulness of the internet as a place where the gay community goes to build relationships and express themselves and be seen, and be a place for genuine connection, is fantastic. But also there lies quite a bit of prejudice, hate, and discrimination. And we believe that .gay could be something special, something that would be a safe space where gay people can really celebrate and connect online without the fear of getting lost in, you know, kind of the more general internet. So we're pretty passionate about building this new hate-free zone, and I think that .gay gives us that opportunity.
What kind of measures are you guys taking specifically to make it especially a hate-free zone?
Well, we put the Gay Rights Protection Program in place, and what that means is that we have asked all of our registrar partners, including yourselves, to make sure that when people register a .gay name, they know that if they put up any kind of content that would be harmful to the LGBTQ community in the way of hate or bullying, harassment, you know, that sort of thing, then we're going to take those sites down. So, you know, people know that going in up front, and we have already taken a bunch of sites down. People have tested the policy, and it's held well. And by putting the Gay Rights Protection Program in place up front at the start of launching the TLD, we can make it a hate-free zone. And that's something that really hasn't been done by other TLDs to date. So we're very excited to do that.
So it's built right into the terms and conditions from the start, Ray?
Yes. Okay. Exactly.
Is that a difficult balancing act in terms of putting an onus on you as a registrar? You're not taking the responsibility to police things, first of all, but you are saying that these are the terms and conditions of this registry, and if people report a breach of those terms and conditions, you will take action.
Yes. Yeah, that's correct. And it has worked well, because now we have a community that I think cares about the extension and is reporting to us things that they see. And I was a little bit worried that there'd be, you know, kind of more gray area, difficult to adjudicate situations come up, but it hasn't really been that way so far.
That's good. Tell me about that response from the community in general. How has it been, Ray?
I think it's been great. Mm. And I know from, you know, having launched three other TLDs, even before September 16th, when we put the information out and started reaching out to the community, we had a lot of people wanting to be early adopters. And what struck me as really interesting is that almost all these people who expressed interest actually went ahead and put mm-hmm. sites up. And you can see that if you go to ohey.gay, ohhey.gay, and you go to the early adopters area, there have just been, you know, kind of a groundswell of organizations. We've had some great public figures. We've had just all sorts of really interesting sites go up that are fantastic ways for the community to present itself and connect with others.
I saw George Takei in particular, of Star Trek fame, was an enthusiastic early adopter and announced he already has a huge following. People are dedicated fans of his, not just gay people, but people around the world, I think, are fans of George. And I think there was quite a positive response to his announcement that he was adopting George.gay and that he was going to use it for advocacy and for, I suppose, gay-related posts and things like that. So that's just one example of the kind of advocacy and the kind of adopters and supporters that you're getting in the community. Any others in particular that come to mind?
Well, we've got some brands who have gotten on board. So, like Grindr put up Grindr.gay, which I think is interesting, and we've got Calvin Klein just registered a little while ago, and they are redirecting currently, but hopefully they'll put something up there as well. Atari as well. So we've got some of the, you know, larger brands going, and then just, you know, we've got some smaller businesses who are connecting to the community, which we think is neat as well, because, you know, in the physical space, like a rainbow pride flag you might see in a window in a restaurant or a bar or a shop or something, indicating that entity is supportive of the LGBTQ community. And we view .gay similarly, in that it's kind of like a digital pride flag.
Yeah.
So it's an indication that this is a safe space, a place where you're going to be welcomed and not subjected to, any hate or discrimination.
It's interesting because I know that you guys in Top Level Design have particular expertise in this area, Ray, which is the area of, I guess, alternative domains that a brand or a company can use to express a different facet of their personality or their existence. I recorded a podcast previously about how many big brands like Facebook and others are using the .design a domain extension to actually talk about design and to talk about their philosophy of design and to get in discussion with designers or recruit designers or whatever it might be. This is one way to work, obviously. And as you say, maybe there aren't going to be that many companies that are going to make their .gay domain name their main shop front or their main business place. But having one and registering one gives them an opportunity to say that to express solidarity, I guess, with the gay community.
Right. I do think that there will be small businesses that use .gay as their primary name. And we've already got some examples of that. But as you say, larger entities would maybe put up their diversity and inclusion information there, or other types of support for the LGBTQ community alongside their, their main site.
So this is going out 30 days after general availability. How has the response been from a business point of view, Ray? How are registrations going?
Good. We've got over, I think, 5,500 or so, probably a little bit more by now, domains registered, and that's a little bit less than a month out. And we've also had quite a few premium names registered. So when we compare we compare it to how we did with .design in the first month. .gay is doing better from an overall revenue and adoption perspective. I think .design did outperform it in terms of number of registrations. So we're pretty pleased with that because .design was a great launch, and now we can look forward 5 years, from having launched .design, and we can kind of see what the parallels are, and we're also a little smarter in terms of what we've done differently in terms of launching this. So I hope we can, really get it out into the world.
Now, another aspect of your policy, Ray, in relation to the operation of the .gay domain is that you guys are donating to gay charities a certain proportion of the revenue from registrations. Can you talk a little bit about that and explain how that works?
Sure. We're giving 20% of new registration revenue to two amazing organizations. The first is Centrelink, and they are kind of an aggregator or hub connecting a lot of LGBTQ spaces, physical spaces around the world, and supporting folks that need a place to find local community, and their work is amazing. The other organization is GLAAD, and GLAAD has for many, many years been rewriting the narrative around culture and tracking really tough issues that do challenge the LGBTQ space. And, we've learned so much from them. So these are the organizations that we've been donating to in 2020, over, I think, $120,000 so far already pledged and mostly donated. And we're very, very proud of that. So every registration will result in a donation. And that's also one of the things that we ask our registrar partners to let their registrants know, because I think that for most people registering a .gay name, they're going to feel good about the fact that they're, in addition, providing additional support to the community.
That's true. In fact, and at Black Knight, we have indeed let our registrants know that is a policy that you guys are operating. And in addition, in fact, Black Knight is also making a donation to an Irish LGBT charity.
Going to mention that. Yeah. And that is so fantastic.
Yeah.
Because we want our registrar partners to join in. And you guys are a shining example. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so that charity in Ireland is belong to Youth Services, and it is they're going to benefit when we register new .gay domains as well through Black Knight. And obviously, there's the two charities that are being supported by Ray and Top Level Design as well. And Ray, there's a series of videos on ohey.gay that you guys have compiled. Can you tell me a little bit more about those?
Yeah, we're super excited to have put out a series of very short, like 2 to 4 minute videos, and you can see them on the library tab on ohey.gay. And the idea here is to jump into some of the topics which we feel are important, not only for the LGBTQ community, but also for allies who want to understand more. And we've already put out 5 episodes. The first one is called "Is Sexuality Hardwired or a Spectrum?" which kind of gets to that nature versus nurture question, which a lot of people ask. The second is, what does the word gay mean to you? And then we have 3 more topics, all of which are great also. And in each case, we have 10 people in the community speak. And it's really interesting because a lot of these questions, there aren't black and white answers to. And I think it's fun and educational, and we are just really proud of it. So if you have a chance, check it out. It's at the library at ohey.gay.
That sounds fantastic, Ray. And you must be getting an enthusiastic response from the community to these initiatives.
Very much. Yeah. Our goal here is to really try and be educational because we feel that is an important pillar to supporting the community.
Mm-hmm. But you guys are—you're not a not-profit. Let's clarify that as well. You're good, honest businessmen making a living and selling domain names. But again, you feel it's important to contribute to this community.
It's true. We're not a nonprofit organization, but you know, we've done well with our other TLDs and taken much more of a straight business approach. With .gay, we're just passionate about doing a great job with this TLD. I don't know if we'll make back the money we're donating, or if kind of taking this educational approach versus more of a sales approach will pay off monetarily. But I do know that it feels really great, and we're going to measure our success not only by our bottom line, but by how much we actually help the community.
Well, I think it'll certainly win you fans and friends, if nothing else, Ray, and we commend you for doing so. Ray, finally, before I let you go, I mentioned at the start of the show that I've taken a break from publishing this podcast because there's been a general interruption due to COVID-19 and the global pandemic. I'm sure it's affected you guys just as much as everybody else. How are you coping personally and work-wise?
I think we're doing pretty well.
Yeah.
My heart goes out, obviously, to all the businesses that, you know, rely on physical spaces to operate. But I think in our industry, we're lucky that our storefront, if you will, is entirely online. So, you know, the minute COVID hit, we disbanded the office that we had in downtown Portland, and everyone's working remotely. Some of us do get together once in a while, which is nice. We just had our quarterly offsites last week and got to see a few faces. But otherwise than that, we are finding new ways to work. And I don't think we're ever going to go back to the way we worked before, although I do hope that post-COVID we can have a kind of a hybrid, you know, where we'll meet in person probably once a week and then continue to work offline for the remainder of the week.
It's a little bit like that with us here at Black Knight as well. We had a brief return to the office, in fact, over the last 2 weeks. I haven't been to the office yet, but I know that some people have. And our office is currently closed at the moment due to additional precautions that are in effect here in Ireland. But hopefully things will return to some kind of a new normal as well. Ray, I want to thank you for being my inaugural guest on the renewed and revived Black Knight podcast, and wish you and Top Level Design the best with all of your domains, all of your work, and in particular, congratulations on the launch of .gay.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure speaking with you today.
That's our guest today, Ray King, CEO of Top Level Design. They're the registry company behind .gay, and you can register your new .gay domain name through us here at blackknight.com. The address of the podcast, blackknight.blog/podcast. We're going to publish it every month now going forward. And indeed, every Wednesday, there's a new episode of our new pandemic podcast, if you want to call it that. It's called The Lock-In Podcast, and it's available at thelockin.ie. Sinn féin don trasa, go dtí an tíadar eile, slán agus beannacht.